Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
As promised. As promised and as advertised all over our social platforms, we have a superstar in studio with us this morning. Andile Dlamini joins us, and she's from Mamelodi Sundowns. Ladies, you've probably seen her represent Banyana Banyana as well at the highest of levels. And she joins us this morning for a chat, all things the National Women's League that's set to start over the weekend. And we'll also find out a little bit about her personal career, where she's headed, what she's been doing, and what's been keeping her engaged. On that note, without further ado, Andile, how are you doing?
Good, thanks, and yourself?
Thank you so much for joining us, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for waking me up early.
I was surprised to hear that you're not up already at these times.
No.
Yeah?
These are not my times.
What time does training usually start?
1:30.
Yeah?
It has changed to 1:30, but normally it was 5 p.m. Yeah, man, it's just exciting to see the traffic in
yeah,
the morning.
Yeah.
How people do it in the morning.
I hear you.
And why they actually drink coffee very early.
Yeah, people
morning.
Do, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for waking up with us, man. We really do appreciate it. Thank you for making it here on time. We really do appreciate that as well. I mean, look, you could have been doing so many other things, but you chose to be here, and that's great. So, amazing career you've had thus far, Andile. It goes without saying. I think when we talk about women doing exceptionally well in football, your name is very close to those conversations. Just as a start, looking back, I mean, how do you feel about how far you've come in your career?
I don't like celebrating myself, but I still feel like there's more that I still need to do. I'm excited that the Lord has chosen me. It's always exciting to see your name being mentioned because of your hard work, not because of anything that you do bad. I'm grateful to have been brought up the way I was by my parents. I think they are the key to everything that is happening in my life, because without them, I don't think I would have the discipline that I have. And I think that for you to get to the level that you want to get, you need to be disciplined, and you need to have love. You need to appreciate what you're doing at all times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would thank my parents for that. And I'm grateful for the opportunity given to me by Mamelodi Sundowns and Banyana Banyana.
Listen, Mama and Mr. Dlamini, we thank you so much for raising an absolute superstar. Let's go back, right? We want to go back, rewind. I mean, I'm pretty sure that you've had this conversation in your mind and with other people before, where it all started for you. There was a time where women going into football was an anomaly, right? A taboo. It wasn't something where people would encourage you to do. But through it all, you chose this path. Why?
My uncles. Tembisa, and my uncles used to play a game called Tim Tim. You know, I was forever there looking.
It was called Tim Tim?
Yeah, Tim Tim, small-sided game.
Oh, small-sided game. Okay, okay.
Yeah, Tim Tim.
All right.
So I used to play with my uncles. I mean, I used to watch my uncles play, and one of my uncles went to, my grandmother sent him to buy bread, and he wasn't there, waited for him for a very long time, and they said, "Hi, man, wena, since uhlezi usibukela ngena." And I scored, and I fell in love with football, and they taught me all the basics, you know. Went to Tembisa, where I lived with my mom and dad, and I fell in love with football again, because I played with the boys till I was 12. Then I joined the girls when I was 13, and yeah, it wasn't easy for me to adjust to going to play with the girls because of how society sieved women's football. I always thought if I play for the boys, I'll be a superstar, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And when I finally, you know, kicked the ball with the girls, I fell in love with it. Like, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with how things were done, and professionalism, I got it from the ladies' side. And
yeah,
I appreciate each and every step that I took that made my career a success.
Did you have a nickname when you were playing? Because I know you're really good if you have a nickname, right? You can almost determine how good someone... I wasn't good enough to have a nickname. They just called me Tanaka when I came on the pitch. It wasn't anything exciting because I really didn't have any skills. What was your nickname?
Okay, so many nicknames.
Sure. All right, super good. That's what you're saying.
No, I guess
yeah,
it's how they look at me and how they see me. Uh-huh. And they're like, okay, Steaks, she has a big head. Small body. I used to have a big head.
But you grew into it.
Yeah.
It makes sense now. It's added up.
And in between the Steaks. They used to call me Jimmy Tau when I was still a right back at Pumlung Ladies. I was very skinny, and you know how Jimmy was back in the days, skinny and fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was me back in the days. And my coach, Jerry Shabalala, normally calls me Muvango.
Okay, because
it's war.
Oh. I think Sticks makes a lot of sense. Sticks makes sense because Sticks was it was almost prophetic as well. You know, with your goalkeeper, you're between the Sticks.
That's Portia Mudise, Amanda Dlamini, and Thokozile Mdaweni that gave me that name.
Sure.
And there's Teaspoon as well. Yeah. Anna Monati gave me that name. Oh, Jesus.
We need to see some pictures. You have pictures of how you looked when you were younger? I need to make sense of all of this because
I'll show you.
Teaspoon. Yeah, that. Crazy. So let's talk about your start, man. I mean, there was a time in your career where you played striker. You doubled up as a striker, also as a defender, as you've just alluded to there. And then ultimately, it was a coach, Brian Dube, who kind of sent you the way you're in right now and said, listen, maybe goalkeeping is the best for you. Was that a decision that was made because, I don't know, your skill set kind of leaned more towards that? Did he feel like, you don't often hear people moving from strikers to the gates. It maybe goes the other way around. What was that decision about? And ultimately, your thoughts on him as a person. I know he passed away.
Mm.
How much did he contribute to your career?
You had to bring him up.
Yeah.
A fantastic man. I wish he was alive to see why he did it. Okay, firstly, I missed a goal. I was a striker.
Yeah.
It was a tap in. And
he said, this is not for you.
And he was like, I need to punish this one. Although we were winning 6-0 at that time.
Yeah.
But although we were leading 6-0 at that time, he was like, I need to punish this one. She's not taking things seriously, you know. And I was serious. It's just that it happens. And yeah, he said, next game you're going to play against Swallows in goals.
Mm.
I was like, I know, no ways.
Yeah.
Because our goalkeeper was forever absent, you know. Forever absent. She would tell us stories last few minutes. And my coach was like, you're in goals now. I played the game and we drew 0-0. And I was busy calling myself into Mirekule at that time. You know, because I was excited being a goalkeeper for the first time. Okay, and the team is not losing. We are doing very, very well. And he was like, from today, you are going to be a goalkeeper. I was super angry when he said that because I like to celebrate. I love dancing.
Of course.
Yeah. And
it also is, I mean, I don't want to say a demotion because every position is equally as important. But when you are a striker, right, to be told none of that anymore. Yeah, go back and...
You get to go to the corner and celebrate, you know, take off your shirt, dance.
Yeah, but you're kind of missing tap-ins, so I don't know how much celebrating you're doing. Prolific. It's hard to say how much celebrating you would have been doing if you weren't scoring tap-ins.
So he did that, and he trained me, and he instilled this positive mindset, and I appreciate him. Him as a person, fantastic coach.
Mm.
If I wrote that if there was an opportunity to go to heaven and just say hi, I would, you know, because I really, 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 really miss him. And as a person, I really miss him. He was my dad.
Mm.
He took care of me. And there was a time when my parents took me to Durban, wanted me to live in Durban. He fetched me.
Mm.
I was like, no. She needs to come back to Joburg because she needs to be a goalkeeper that I see her being, you know.
Mm.
And I don't know the belief that, I don't know where he took the belief that he had in me, but I told myself that I'm going to do it firstly for him because he believed in me, and I don't understand why he chose goalkeeping for me, but he saw potential that I didn't see. That's what coaches do, you know, they see potential before you see it. And I'm just going to do it for the love that he had for women's football. He made sure that we trained Monday to Sunday. And that's amazing. It is frustrating for a soccer player not to get a break, but he made sure that we are on the field of play. We're still young girls at that time, and for him to instill that in us, that we need to work extremely, extremely hard, and there's no rest day. It honestly helped me, because for me as a professional athlete, I would say that there is no rest day for a professional athlete. Even if you're resting, you got to do your core. you know, that's your rest. You need to train at all times to become the best in the world, and I'm still striving to become the best in the world.
Yeah, and you're well on your way. I mean, maybe before you talk about just some of the people you're looking up to as you made your way as a younger player, I want to ask what the hardest thing to learn about being a goalkeeper is. What was difficult for you about that position?
Positioning.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, positioning. Mm. Because times, yes, you make a save and you're like, wow, it's me.
Yeah.
You know, and I got to Banyana and Togozile Mdaweni. Whoa. She played a huge role in my career. She made sure that I understood the simple basics. She would do something and she would like tell me, "Yabon."
Mm.
You know, when someone says "Yabon," and then, no, oh, okay, this is how she does it. There was a time, she can stretch far wide. You know, she can go, and I was like, I want to do this just like you. And she was like, no, you are quick. So the things that I do you might do them easy, because one, you might just shuffle and catch the ball, but I have to dive from where I am at because of my reflexes. But because you are quick, you've got quick feet, so you can catch it easy. And I was like, oh, okay. So she analyzes me. She knows what are my best strengths, you know. And I was like, oh, okay. She taught me a lot. Amanda Lamini, Koshi Mdise, Yola Jafta, a whole lot of players and coaches that I've worked with. Francis Chansa, the best. And he made sure that I have the lion heart. Cameron Cox made sure that I have the lion heart. Tepo, Marcus Mashilo, Sean, Coach Sean. He did wonders in my... in boosting my confidence. He made sure that Andile Dlamini stands up tall and knows what she is doing on the field. There was a time where I went to Bloom just for training with him, because he was still with Celtic at that time. And when I called him and I was like, Coach, I'm in Bloom. He was like, when are we training?
Sure.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, normally people these days, they do things for money.
Mm.
And he didn't even think about money.
Yeah.
The only thing he thought of was, I need to help this one get where she wants to go.
Mm.
And that was instilled in me, because every boy that I train or girl that I train because I want to see them achieving their goals.
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. Listen, maybe before we take a musical break, and we sing and we dance and all that fun stuff, we know you love to sing, and maybe a little bit later you'll stretch those vocal cords for us. I got to ask, you're coming up as a young footballer in this game, female footballer. This is before the National League, this is before the structures that we have now, and even the endorsements that we have now. We've long since understood that there are problems in women's football, and we are a long way away from rectifying or fixing those problems, but some progress is being made. Who are you looking up to at that time? Where do you want to go as a player? What are your aspirations? Is there a team that you're saying, one day I want to play there? Is there, I don't know, was Banyana ultimately the end goal for you? Was there a certain player who inspired or motivated you as you're coming up?
As I was coming up, this specific player, Amanda Lamine, I looked up to Amanda Dlamini. The way she ran on the field, the way she behaved off the field, and just looking at her and looking at how humble she was, she inspired me before I even knew her. Besides her, or besides on the field, I think my mom played a huge role. And just looking at her and how she made sure that she needed to buy me soccer boots, mm-hmm. for making sure that I'm happy. Her being walking to work, you know, for me to go to school, for me to get everything that I wanted. It is amazing. I looked up to my mom, and she is my role model, and she is imbokodo yami. I feel that she is my rock. Yeah, she is the one that made me want to do it more, especially in my career, not only football, but everywhere that everything that I touch, I need to turn it into gold, because everything that she touched turned into gold.
Wow. That's brilliant. Banyana Banyana, goalkeeper, and also Mamelodi Sundowns ladies. Yeah, Andile, I saw you doing a lot of head stuff. Is this more your style, this type of music?
Yeah, love African music.
Yeah?
I love African music.
Outside of that, what are you really into? Like, what's on your playlist?
What's on my playlist? A whole lot of songs. Mixture of gospel, house. I'm a piano.
Now my piano is the new thing. What do we do without it? Do you in the changing room, do you play the music? Is that your role as well?
Yeah. I'm a piano mostly because, you know, you take out your nerves like that. You need to dance.
I see.
I dance a lot in the changing room.
I see.
Yeah, they will tell you. I'm crazy in the changing room.
I would love to see that. Someone should set up a CCTV behind the scenes camera, Nyan, or something along those lines. Well, listen, we promised you Andile Dlamini, we delivered. We also promised you Mamelodi Sundowns ladies coach Jerry Tshabalala, who joins us on the phone line this morning to kind of talk to us about the football. It was an impressive season for Mamelodi Sundowns ladies. 21 games, 21 wins, 86 goals, 82 goals scored along the way. You couldn't ask for a better start to a season. And Coach Jerry, how are you doing? Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, so it was the inaugural National Women's First Division in South Africa, like National Soccer League. And you, listen, Sundowns did exceptionally well. Round of applause to you and the good work in which you've done. Maybe just take us through the season that it was. Coronavirus considered the fact that you still shone 21 games, as I said, without defeat and 82 goals along the way. Tell us about that inaugural season and what it meant to you.
Look, it wasn't an easy season for us, We had to dig deep. Even though we didn't drop a single point, but I believe good preparation, it's what led to us achieving the feat that we achieved. We also put ourselves under massive pressure in terms of us retaining, or in terms of us repeating the same feat that we did previous season. But we've got a good team that I believe will compete this season. So basically, the season, it wasn't easier. It might have looked easier the previous season, but all the teams were coming out there to win the inaugural championship,
Coach, when you're going a whole season undefeated, for me it means that the squad never switches off, right? Prepared for every single game meticulously, ready to play. There are no off days in an invincible season. Just tell me, what kind of conversations are you having with the team, knowing that you're on the cusp of making history in the inaugural South African National Women's League?
I think what makes the girls not to switch off was the engagement that I have with them all the time. When I plan the season, I plan the season with them. I gave them targets to say, look, this is our target. This is what we need to achieve in first round. So gradually, when we keep on going, we could see that it's possible. So basically, our target was finish something point in first round. But when we look at it, we said, no man, we can go the whole first round without dropping points. So the more you encourage the girls, the more they feel like, coach, we can do this. So basically, that's what led us to not drop any single points,
You've been involved in the women's game, particularly at Sundowns, for a very long time. Actually, 2012, you and Coach Beetzel kind of arrived around the same time and have enjoyed similar success with the men's and the women's side. Just take us through your journey as it's been throughout the past couple of years at Sundowns.
Now, it's been a great journey being here with Sundowns since 2012, having the likes of top players, top goalkeepers, the likes of Andre Dlamini, you had the likes of Sitho Mokgopa, you know. When Coach Pito arrived at Sundowns, I think I got there first. I think it was in Feb. He got there sometime in June. And I was very fortunate because I worked with Coach Pito as a younger player before. He used to coach me at one of the academies, you know, called Balimokwa. While I was still there, he saw something in me. He said, I was appointed the coach of the under-12s while I was a player playing for the senior team. So when we met again at Sundowns, he said to me, you know, I knew that you're going to be something. He would come to our training sessions when we got tough games to play. He would come and encourage the girls and say, you got a good coach, you guys can do this. So basically, at Sundowns, it's all at home.
Coach, I want to talk to you about, of course, the first ever. And I know when we talk women's football in this country, we're still talking first evers. But on the continent, the first ever CAF Women's Champions League, Sundowns have done exceptionally well for themselves. You know, there is still a regional qualification process that needs to happen. But your thoughts on Sundowns being part of the first ever Women's CAF Champions League and some of your aspirations. The tournament will be played between October and December. And we know that CAF had opened the bidding process, so we kind of wait to see which country will host. But I want to know from you, preparation, what your expectations are. And ultimately, can Sundowns go on and win the whole thing?
Look, when we never knew about this CAF thing, you know, we were just playing just to win the National League. But it came as a cherry on top for my players. So it's another chance for the girls to go out there and showcase their talent, you know, and make South Africans proud. Our aspirations, ambitions, we're not just going into any competition just to add numbers. I always say in any competition that we as Mamelodi Sundowns that we're going to compete in, we're going in there to win it. So basically, even this one, not putting my girls under any unnecessary pressure, but they know what's at stake. We're going in there for it. We wanna this one, wanna win this one. Basically, it will first start with the regions. Though we still have to qualify for the COSAFA regions, which might take place sometime in June and August. You know, so we're fortunate that we've already seen the teams that will be competing with, teams from Swaziland, your Lesotho teams, Lesotho Defence Force, and two elections from Zambia and Zimbabwe. So basically, the first hurdle is for us to jump at COSAFA. Then should we win COSAFA, definitely we go into Morocco.
Coach, the National Women's League is a semi-professional league as things stand. Bloemfontein Celtic are the only other DStv Premiership side with the female team in the National Women's League. Do you feel like we're at a stage now where that league can be fully professionalized? And also, just your thoughts around the fact that the other bigger sides in the league, a.k.a. Orlando Pirates, Kaizer Chiefs, haven't had women's side commit to this tournament and probably don't have women's sides at all.
Look, for all those teams that are playing in the PSL, if they come on board and have the women's side, you know, I believe that's my own opinion. I believe it will help women's football to grow drastically, you know. Because, look, if you're under the umbrella of Mamelodi Sundowns, your things will be run professionally. As we speak now, we've got teams that travel on road from Limpopo to, you go all the way to Cape Town, you know. So, but by having those professional teams on board, it will minimize those kind of challenges that the teams that are having currently, you know. So I believe if you're the Chiefs, all those bigger teams that come on board, it will help us as women's football.
Coach, I'm in studio here with Andile. We're having a fantastic conversation about her career, everything that she's achieved thus far. I want to know from you, what is her best characteristic? I put you on the spot here, Coach.
No, you didn't put me on a spot.
Yeah.
you know, I've worked with Andile, I think it's been more than 12 years now.
Yeah.
One of the players who doesn't like to concede goals. He encourages her teammates. You should see her at training. Whether it's at training or whether it's in a game situation, you know, she's one of those players who always encourages her teammates. Mm. Even though we fight a lot, me and her, you know. But she knows that we fight just to fix things to be proper. So she's a motivator in the team.
Mm. Motivator, Andile. That's what coaches called you. I'm curious. I want to ask him what your worst characteristic is. I don't know if coach, you're at liberty to say, or you don't want it to stabilize team morale at the moment.
You know, that kid is my kid. You know, when she wants to be moody, she can be moody. When she wants to be moody, she can be moody. You know, out of nowhere, you'd have a great conversation together. All of a sudden, she's just moody. When you ask her, now what's wrong? Now, coach, I didn't like what. That's what I like about it. If she doesn't like something, she'll just get straight to the point and tell that, coach, I didn't like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So she's one of a child who doesn't hold grudges, you know. So that's what I like about it.
Oh, brilliant stuff, coach. Listen, thank you so much for coming on and joining us on the phone lines and talking to us about your aspirations for the season. I never asked you necessarily to do with the start of the National Women's League. Sundowns looking to repeat that same feat, undefeated season once again?
Look, we've set the bar very high. We'll have to do it, even though this time around there's going to be a lot of teams. You know, everybody's gunning for our blood, but we're confident we can do it. We're confident.
Brilliant. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
All right. That's Coach Jerry Tshabalala there from Sundowns ladies side, just telling us his thoughts on the season, also the CAF Women's Champions League that's coming up a little bit later on in the year. And Andile, apparently you can't be moody. Eh? Is that something you're aware about yourself? Did you know that, and are you working on it?
Hey. He's telling the truth.
That's the truth?
Yeah, he knows me. Yeah. We worked. But you know what, ne? Before everything, I think this man deserves all the awards because he's the first coach to make Mamelodi Sundowns qualify for the Sasol National Championships and win Sasol National Championships. The first coach to win the SAFA Women's National League. Now, the first coach to take Mamelodi Sundowns to the SAFA qualifications.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the CAF overall qualification. He deserves all the awards. He works with women, and women have moods.
Yeah.
You know, and he's a man. So just for him to take everything in, you know, we are stressful. Like, we...
Yeah,
he deserves all the awards. I don't want to lie to you. He can handle us. You know, he can handle us. Yes, I do become moody, but I do say what it is that I don't like, you know. And yeah, it's not moody as in like moody.
It's not moody.
Yeah.
It's not all the way moody.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we'll take your word for it, unless the situation changes very quickly. So listen, let's talk about, of course, the fact that you could be playing CAF this season. The league is about to start. I alluded to the fact with coach that it's still at this stage, it's not fully professionalized yet, the league. Although Sundowns had taken that first step of becoming one of the first teams to award semi-professional contracts to their players. Maybe to that point, when you first got paid for football, yeah, what was the first thing you did? I mean, what was the feeling like? There are, you know, some of us go into these things and we never know if it's going to work out. I think that first check that you get for doing whatever that thing is validation that, you belong. You know, your efforts are being rewarded with, you know, changura, money. What was your feelings when you got your first check, and do you remember how you spent it?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I gave half to my mom.
Oh, man. Just pulling at the heartstrings. That is... Yeah, I didn't do that. But.
I gave half to my mom, and I was glad that I could finally pay my own rent.
Wow, yeah, that's brilliant.
It's something that needs to happen for every woman footballer. We work extremely hard. We sacrifice a lot. We are girls. We travel at night just for the love of football, for the love of our country. Because when you do this, you obviously want to play for Banyana. You obviously want to go overseas. There's a whole lot of things that you want. You also want to change your family's life. You want to change your life. So me getting the first check was... it was like, finally, it's happening. I've been playing for Mamelodi Sundowns for a very long time. And finally, Mamelodi Sundowns is... rather opening gates for women's football.
Yeah.
You know, I feel that a lot of teams need to start doing what Mamelodi Sundowns is doing. women need to make a living out of what they love. It's just the gender that's the difference, but we all kick the ball and we all play with passion. It's not easy. It's honestly not easy playing women's football in our country. It's really, really not easy. You compromise a whole lot of things, you know. There were times where you get frustrated that things are not happening the way you want them to happen, because we can't be of generations that keep on fighting. There was a generation that was fighting for us. Now we shouldn't be the generation that's fighting for the younger ones. No ways. It should be now a generation where we are all rejoicing because of the generation of Pusham Lisa, Desiree Ellis, you know, Kabuzita, all those people that fought for women's football. It is time for women's football to change. We need a professional league in which all these professional teams. I think it was supposed to be a rule that CAF does, that every professional team needs to have a woman's side.
Yeah.
Then things will be easy. Like Coach Jerry has said, there's certain things that would have that could cover women's football. You know, like traveling. It's honestly draining to travel from Limpopo to Cape Town, and you get there and you need to still fight for 3 points. You know, it's honestly heartbreaking, because we not all of us can play for a team like Mamelodi Sundowns that can do all those things. Soccer boots. We shouldn't be buying soccer boots. You know, we should be getting soccer boots from our teams. But I'm glad that there are so many sponsors that are coming on board and showing that they are supporting women's football. I've seen UWC, I've seen UJ, I've seen JVW, also I've seen what's this team? TUT, you know, giving special attention to women's football as well. And all these other teams from Limpopo that are getting sponsors. It's amazing to see that. Keep on doing that for women's football. And I promise you, you'll be blessed.
Yeah. And to that point, yeah, you're absolutely correct. But I know there should be some excitement on your ends. The fact that a lot of the women that you've played with are getting massive moves over to Europe, you know.
Hey, yeah.
We've seen so many of them go, Tembe Khatlana and a whole list of other players are out in Europe playing their trade. And for you, that serves as motivation, I'm sure, to say that you could still potentially make that move in your career. And maybe for even those younger than you, that the doors are now open for women in South Africa and across the continent to make big money moves to more professionalized and organized leagues.
I'm extremely, extremely proud of my teammates, because we've worked extremely, extremely hard. When we went to the World Cup, we were like, we need to work extremely hard so that teams overseas can see the potential that our country has.
Yeah.
You know, women's football in South Africa, or women footballers in South Africa, are very talented. And the reason why our teammates are in their respectful clubs overseas and not coming back, it's because of the talent that they have. We are special. And just seeing them, it's motivating. I know that it motivates the younger ones also, that, I need to see myself like Tembe Khatlana, Refule Jani, and Leandra Smeda, you know, all those top players. I call them top players. It is amazing. It is motivating. And I just can't wait for a lot of footballers to go overseas.
Yeah, well, you'll have it all to do once again when the National League starts this Saturday. You'll be doing it all without 36-goal Rhoda Mlauzi, who has gone on to other things.
Superstar.
She certainly helped your guys' cause last season when you went 21 games and won all 21 of those games, scoring 82 along the way. Maybe you may have to take off your gloves and head back to the
No.
You'll never just, no?
No, we have talented and super talented strikers. Super talented.
You're confident.
Yeah, I know that they will do what is expected of them.
So we're playing a game now with you. We want to play a game.
Yeah,
I know you're not too fond of games. I'm sorry. I also try to say let's not. Okay? But this is a super easy game. I mean, you've done harder things in your life, certainly.
30
World Cups, etc. So it's not 30 seconds in the way that you know it, right? Andile, don't look so disturbed. It's not 30 seconds in the way that you know it. It's more just in 30 seconds, name as many sports as possible. It's not a difficult one. Surely it's, you can start with soccer, yeah?
Soccer,
start with the fundamentals.
Soccer.
So who did we play this game with the last time? Who did really well? Don't remember. Anyway, there's no winners and losers. That's the point. You can't win or lose because there is no high score.
See, now my mind just went blank.
It went blank. It's gonna get even worse once I start the timer.
All the answers are gone.
Well, listen, let's start the timer and see what you can do. I'll help you if things get bad. You can phone a friend.
Oh,
I'm that friend. You ready? So we have the 30-second timer on the clock. All right, let's go.
Netball. Soccer. American football. Rugby.
Yeah.
Hockey. Tennis, swimming,
karate. Yeah.
Oh yeah, karate. Oh, cause that's me, yeah. Table tennis.
That 30 seconds. I don't even know. How many was that? That was 10. Congratulations.
Mbali didn't cast it.
Yeah, we wrote that one down as well. That, yeah, she's a whole sport.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you're the winner. Like I said, there are no really winners and losers. Yeah, but we'll give you the victory. It's just for participation. That's why you get the medal.
I love winning. So
yeah,
you'll
take it?
Appreciate it. Where's the trophy?
No, listen, here's the trophy. It's a high five over the thing. So this is, of course, been a wonderful conversation with you, man. We really do appreciate your time. What do you... When you sit now and you and I have to have that conversation with you about your future, right? 28 years old, yeah?
Yeah.
There's still a lot of life left in you in terms of what you can achieve in football. What are some of your immediate and long-term goals and aspirations?
Firstly, I'd like to see another Andile Dlamini being created by myself.
Mm.
That's why I am giving back to the community in Soweto. Giving my time to the younger ones, girls and boys. And the other thing is, I would love to see myself playing overseas, obviously, Inter Milan. I pray.
Manifestation, Inter Milan.
Yeah, Inter Milan. But I could play anywhere, but specifically Inter Milan, there's a reason why I want to see myself playing against Trefilujan. Mm. We've come a very long way, played for Mamelodi Sundowns since we were young ones, lived together, and just I want to see her on the field,
yeah,
and playing against her. There's a challenge that I gave her, and I was like, the day we play AC Milan, speaking things into existence, the day we play AC Milan and I play for Inter Milan, I am going to celebrate after saving your ball.
Yeah.
And yeah, the other thing is, I would love to see myself reaching 100 caps for the national team. And that starts with me working extremely and consistently hard. And yeah, building my mom that big house. I bought land.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I need to build. And just seeing women's football growing in South Africa professionally, and the only thing that I love, cars, and I would love to see myself driving my dream car, very very very
which big is what
dream car. It's an X6.
Oh
yeah,
okay, all right. Well, listen, Andile, you can get all that. You can get all that, man. And we want all of that for you, because you've been so good for this, for the women's game, and like I said, there's still so much left for you to contribute. So fingers crossed that everything that you've spoken here from your mouth to God's ears. Before we let you go, though, we've kind of flexed your brain this morning. So early in the morning, we know you're not a morning person. Do you stretch every morning when you get up?
Oh, today I didn't have time.
You didn't have time?
Yeah, I was super late.
Okay, so your body is unstretched, your mind is, but now we want to test your vocal cords, yeah, and see how well those have kind of... We know you've even said in the past that after football, there is a music career that you'd like to pursue, yes?
Diema Porisa, are you listening?
All right, let me send an email right now. I think,
please,
I know someone. I'm going to send an email.
Please.
But off the back of this, this is an audition now. Eh?
Oh,
assume you was
I'm
listening.
Idols.
Assume you was listening. And we'll give you a buzzer if you make it through, and a no if you don't. So we're going to ask you favorite song. Yeah, give us a bit of a...
Pussy and Black Coffee.
All right. So you're going to give it to us a cappella?
Yeah. Oh, let me breathe.
Yeah, take your time.
Yo.
This one I can't help you with. I can help you mention sports, but here I am inept, incapable. Okay. So good luck.
Okay, thank you so much. You know, we don't have to be dramatic, just romantic. Do all the little things, the little things, little things, little things that excites me. Let me breathe, let me breathe, let me breathe. As your woman. Okay. Can you be my Superman? Why am I nervous? Why am I nervous? Why am I nervous? It's the camera.
Imagine everyone naked. That's what they say. Try that. Maybe
in
it works.
In the shower.
Baby, since the day you came into my life, you made me realize that we were born to fly. So let's go, lyrics go, to a place that we never know, to a spot that we, what? To the rain. Ooh, this feels so crazy. Ooh, this love is blazing. Baby, we're so high, walking on cloud nine. So high. Okay, 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 okay.
Sure. All right. Wow, I had never heard you sing up until that point. Yeah, clap now. Thank you. You did well. I had never heard you sing till that point. So honestly, anything could have happened. Anything could have happened.
Maporisa.
It's nerves. Eh? No, but that was brilliant. I'm kind of tone deaf, but even for me, that was brilliant. Thank you so much, Andile.
I appreciate it.
We wish you the best, and we hope Porisa was listening. And Cubs and whoever else is.
Everyone.
Whoever else is out there. Just don't, never sign the contract. That's one thing I can tell you. Don't sign. Remain independent. We'll have that conversation after this because it's crazy what the horror stories we're hearing out there. But that's the show. Thank you so much, Andile. We do appreciate your time.
I appreciate.
Oh, more. There's more. You want to go again?
Thank you so much for I appreciate your invite.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And we appreciate your coming. So, listen, all the best, man. And I hope to catch up with you again very, very soon. Off to training after this, or what happens from here?
Off to training.
All right.
Off to training. Please invite me again.
Oh, no, definitely. Definitely. Absolutely.
Maybe every morning.
Absolutely. Every morning?
Yeah, every
would love
morning.
It. Would love it. Would you love that, the mornings?
Yeah, and pay me.
All right. Okay, got you. Small. I don't know. Facilitate a conversation that would orchestrate and get the things to be done. All right. So that's Andile Tlhamini.
Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station. Vision View Sports Radio.